CSX, how tomorrow moves.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local Walgreens for $9.99 this week and get $5 in register rewards with card. Upgrade today. Offer good from October 14th through October 20th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. A powerful combination. Now at Walgreens.
New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step.
I'd like to see if Missy, who claims so that she listens all the time, knows the words to this song. Go ahead, sing along, Missy. I don't hear anything. In shape. I don't hear anything.
I can't sing. I'm a really bad singer. Do I have to?
Yes.
God, you're going to do this to me again today?
Yeah. I'm going to do a lot of things.
On Parade.
This Rover.
There's a wonderful and exciting world out there when we discover that we don't need TV to entertain us. If it ain't enough. Entertain nothing. Have you guys heard a word I've said? Yeah. Ain't
enough. Okay, take it, Missy. You're doing fine.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
You can't sing, but you're doing fine.
I can't sing, I told you.
That's right, go ahead.
Gold dust at my feet.
Thank you, terrible.
On the sun, I told you the truth.
Hey, how about it for
words,
a really bad singer?
I am a bad singer. I admit my flaws. I can't cook and I can't sing.
Well, you have other things. We all have something.
That's right.
Can't do.
Can't be good at everything.
The positives, the negatives. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the 16th day of October. I've invited someone to come in. He has no idea why he's here, and I'm sure he's wondering, why am I in this room? Are they going to abuse me, beat me up? What are they going to do to me?
He's close. Like.
Ladies and gentlemen, our newsman, Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Colin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing great. I heard the lady who called the show before, so I can never remember the name of it. Marvin Cornfield. And I heard that lady call in, and I heard her address your speech issue.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do, and I'm a person that likes to just head on directly address something.
Okay.
Instead of wondering if I'm a listener about something or wondering if I'm on the air, what people think, say the strategy of Wall Street. Say that.
The strategy of Wall Street.
Okay. Wow. When you say that, you know that it's the strategy of Wall Street. You know that. When I heard that lady call, all I could wonder was, I tried to put myself in your head, and I wondered if that bothered you. I wondered if you have ever had a listener to this point mention that to you.
Yes, I have. And
in emails or in phone calls? Or
actually, I got two handwritten letters, which was...
Whoa. And what did they say?
One of them was from a retired speech pathologist, and she heard it and, you know, was saying, here's some things, you know, here's what this is called. And I actually knew about it previous to this.
Yeah, I heard you say it's a lateral S or something.
Lateralized S. Is
ooh, lateralized called. S. Ooh. Listen to this.
Man.
Yeah. Wow. Say it again. Strategy of Wall Street.
Strategy of Wall Street.
Now, what I want to say to you is this. I've heard it and I've noticed it. And when I first heard it, I thought, oh, man, that's irritating. But then I got to thinking about this after this, and I've thought about it before she called. And what I'm trying to do here is make sure that in your head, you understand something.
Okay.
McGraw-Milhaven is a stutterer. Okay? He stutters. You know that. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Because the people who like McGraw, they don't care if he stutters. This business, oddly enough, business of communication, is filled with people who have speech impediments. John Stossel has one. The worst offender is not a good word, but I can't stand her. And not because of that is Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
Barbara Walters doesn't go four words without that, whatever that is that she has. In your case, in the course of a newscast, we'll hear it three times.
Maybe four.
If you have a street or strategy or Wall Street, you'll hear.
The ironic thing about McGraw is he has most of his problem is with the M.
Well, he should change his name.
But
you probably knew going into this business and going on air that
you had
that problem.
Missy Miller.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Missy.
Have you met Missy?
I have not. Hi, Missy. I'm Colin.
Colin, how are you?
Nice.
Colin has a great smile.
Colin, and he works right.
He works right
down the street. my message to you, my point is this. Don't ever let that bother you. My wife and I make a point to notice the big time network. Tom Brokaw. If Tom Brokaw is tired or if it's late at night, the other night I watched him and he was pretty clear. But if you catch him after he's covered something for hours or he's traveled and he's tired, he slurs his words.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very obvious. It didn't stop him from being successful. So I guess my point is, let me ask you this. Can this be fixed? Have you talked to...
I've got a few things I try to do now, and I've actually...
But the reason I ask that is sometimes things cannot be fixed.
Well, we're going to try.
McGraw can't stop the stuttering. Barbara Walters is never going to sound anything like this. That's what she talks.
But McGraw has some techniques. He's talked about it on our show with us. He has some techniques he does.
You can't even talk.
I can help.
You can't even
talk. I can fix that.
Don't listen. She's a tease. Don't listen.
But he's talked about that where he either slows down or the tempo. It's something with the tempo where he can get around it most of the time.
But here's my point. He still stutters.
He's gotten better. Yeah.
But he still stutters. If this never goes away, here's why it sort of doesn't matter. If people like you, and you're a nice guy, from what I can tell, you're a very nice guy. You're not very smart because you're in the radio. No, because you chose to get in the business at a time when this business is going the absolute wrong direction. I don't know what you think your future is in the radio business, but eventually you'll catch on and you'll realize, duh, I got to do something else. But forget that. You're a nice guy. And here's the other thing. I think you work very hard, and I think your newscast is a really decent newscast.
Well, I appreciate that.
Now, the one part of it that stands out because it's just not, the perfect way to speak, becomes so irrelevant when people like you. And I don't mean like you as a person because they're not going to meet you, but if they like what you do and the way you do it, they're willing to overlook Barbara Streisand's big nose. They don't care. They don't care about that because all that matters is what she does or what anybody does and how well they do it. And I think you work very hard, and I think you can tell when I listen to you that you're really concerned about doing it right.
Dedicated. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Let me ask you something. You haven't been in this business very long.
No.
How long?
7 months.
Why?
Why?
No, I'm absolutely serious. How old are you?
I am 28.
Yeah, if a 23, 22, 24 came to me and said, I'm thinking about getting in the broadcast part of the radio business, not sales, news, sports, what do you think? I'd say, well, I think your odds of really making it are about the same as a guy that goes to Nashville with a guitar. And there are 10,000 other people there, as good or better, good luck. Because this is just not a business that's on the way on a rocket ship to outer space. We've got issues and problems. Now, you happen to be in the right part of the radio business. A music station, people are there for the music.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give two hoots about you. Newsman, talk show host, whatever. They're there for the music. And people who work at music stations and think for any reason that they are the reason the station does well, they're delusional. Because with or without you, the station's going to be fine. Country music is country music, and that's what they're playing, mm-hmm. and they're going to do well. In your case, you're on a talk station. It's going to come down to, do people like what they hear when they listen to you? And I think they do, and I think they will. And I just wanted to make sure that didn't bother you.
Oh, no, I was fine with it, but I appreciate that. I mean, I understand. I was aware of this before I started this. It's not
have
like
you
this.
Always had it? And it really is an STR issue.
There is, yeah. And I work on it. I try to get better at it.
Can you do it? Can you say, just say, street?
Street.
He did it. See, he did it. Yeah. No, you did it.
Oh, I can.
So
I can say it.
Be
yeah.
One word.
Yeah.
Now is it?
It's working it into a sentence.
Taking a,
the toddler was wandering down the street. I have to take a breath.
But you did it.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You're working on it. You'll fix it. But until it gets fixed, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. And I think the way the lady did it was I heard her. She wasn't mean.
Oh, no.
But she said something that didn't make any sense. She said, I thought maybe you were from the East Coast because that's the way they... I've never heard anybody from the East Coast say street. That has nothing to do with the East Coast.
No.
So I just wanted to make sure you understand that you can have... perfect diction. You can have not one flaw in your grammar or your pattern of speech, but if you sound like you don't know what you're talking about and you're lazy or you're just another blip on the radar, I'd rather have a little problem, work hard, have people like what I do, and do it like a pro. That's what I think you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
That's it.
That's very nice.
That's all the only reason I wanted you in. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. That's
sure
so much gentler than I was
horrible.
Expecting.
Yeah, I'm not your boss. I can't fire you. I'm not your boss. So, but I think you do a good job, and I think you work hard. I'm baffled a little bit that I don't know where you think your future is in this business. No, I'm dead serious.
I understand.
And I think it'll take some time for you to either settle for what's ahead, which is probably just lateral moves, and if you're fine with that, that's fine. There are a lot of people who, if you say to them, well, if you weren't a cop, you could make more money, but they like being a cop.
Mm-hmm. Teachers too.
And they know they're never going to make, but they
teachers
like
teachers are the same way.
Teachers
they
are the same way, except teachers get that big 3-month vacation.
Yeah.
So when
and insurance
and a lot of benefits. So there is the upside to the salary may be low, but what a great summer.
And we've talked about it off the air before. You have some ideas of what you eventually would like to do, right?
What do you want to do when you're out of here?
Where I'd really like to end up in the business is working, behind a camera, behind a microphone, instead running a newsroom.
An assignment desk.
Yeah, assignment desk, something more along those lines.
How did you get on the air here then?
Don't interrupt me.
Wow.
Okay, you know what? Spanking room.
You're part of the group.
No, spanking room. Spanking room. What were you going to say? I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I don't even remember.
Good. Can you sell?
Yeah, I actually came from a sales background. That's what I did before this.
But were you any good at it?
I was successful at it, yeah.
And so let me get this right. You were successful as a salesman, yet you still chose this.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Let me guess. You just always wanted to be on the radio.
Do you really want the answer? This is amazing.
Yeah, I do. No, I do.
Okay. I have a 1-year-old daughter now, and I wasn't happy doing what I was doing before. And I wanted my daughter, when she remembers me as a child, when she looks back on her childhood, her parents were happy with what they did. And I'm much happier doing what I do now than what I used to do.
You know what? That's a great answer.
Yeah. That's why I do
this. That's a fantastic answer.
You
so you like it. Mm-hmm. I've had people over the years ask me why I didn't do more of a Howard Stern thing. And I said, because I don't want for my kids to remember me as a foul-mouthed, perverted, disgusting. And by the way, nothing against Howard Stern. That guy has made a mark like nobody has ever made in radio. That's just not what I do.
And now he's almost 180 degrees different of what he used to do. I mean, it's like a totally different show.
Well, he's lost his way because when you put that pile of money in somebody's lap and there's almost nothing you can do wrong because either way, it's like Sam Bradford. He gets $50 million no matter what. Sometimes the incentive is gone.
Well, he was always angry at the people that, had all the money and everything. But now
he's one of them.
He's in the Hampton Circle now, and he wants to be more.
Like David Letterman.
Here's the other thing that happened.
Refined.
Here's the other thing that happened to Stern that to me, destroyed his career. If you can call making $100 million having your career destroyed.
Right.
He was a master at skirting the law, at skirting the regulations. He was a master at, give an example. What's another name for a rooster, Missy? What is it?
Can I say it?
Say it. What is it?
A cock.
Yes. Okay. Now, you know, when Howard Stern was told in the old days you can't say that word on the air, he created little games about roosters, and then he got word to say cock.
Match game.
And it is a name for a rooster, and there's not a thing in the world wrong with it, and it's not breaking any rules.
Well, people enjoyed seeing him fight against the FCC, but he doesn't have that anymore.
Not have the fight anymore, he doesn't have to be creative in the way he phrases, says, and positions.
Stepping on the
line.
Because
now he just says the F word.
Right.
There's no magic in that. There's no skill in that.
Right.
Anybody can do that. So I think he was more clever and more entertaining when he did that. But I like your answer in that
you
wanted to do something. I don't know, again, that I get your one-year-old and how she plays into the. Would you not have been, you think she wouldn't have been proud of you doing what you did before?
No, it's not that. It's that I look back when I was a kid, and I know my parents both really did what they loved when I was a kid, and I think that made the house happier. I think that made sort of everyone in the house happier.
It absolutely
happier.
Does.
Oh, yeah. Somebody comes home mad every night because they hate their job.
Yeah.
And I'm here for the opposite reason. My mom and dad never took chances. They did what they were supposed to do.
Hey, look
always.
Who's here, Missy Miller.
They always did what they were supposed to do, and I'm here because it's just something different, and I want to show my kids to take
a
chance.
Hang on a second. You just said you want to be different. Your parents did what they were supposed to do, so you're telling me you'd like to do some things you're not supposed to do? Is that what you just said?
This is what happened yesterday.
Don't say anymore.
I tried to morally fix yesterday.
Let me just tell you that your head is in the right place, and I think you do a really good job. I am guilty of sitting in here listening to you and saying to Peon, oh, listen to this, here comes Wall Street, you know. But then the more I get to appreciate how hard you work and how much you put into it, it's incidental. It's just, it's not a big deal. And I can tell you as a guy who's never been fired, I've never been fired, never, my whole life. Started been working since I was 11, and I've never been fired. But I've quit. And the reason I've quit is what you just talked about. I was miserable. I hated going to work every day. Not everybody has the guts to do that. You do. And I think you're going to be much happier for it. And I'm just glad you came in. I'm glad we addressed this because, unfortunately, not everybody will hear it. And you will still continue to get from people, hey, what's wrong? You can't say street or something. Blow it off. Do what you do. Keep working like you're working, and you'll be fine. And if a door opens somewhere down the road in this business, as an employer, I'd rather have a guy like you with a little flaw or two in the speech pattern than somebody who's lazy and doesn't really care. They just go through the motions.
Well, I really appreciate that. This was a nice midday pick-me-up.
The last nice thing you'll ever hear from me.
Well, I appreciate it, though. That was very nice. Right. Thank you, Frank.
Do you have any criticisms of us or praise for us? Not praise, just criticism. Is anything we do that you've noticed that you wish we wouldn't do or wish we could fix?
No, I just like to make certain that when you have guests on, they're able to lie on command.
He's referring,
without
of course,
being electrocuted,
to Don, who was unable to lie. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Of course.
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
He's more than just that man on the street. He's Colin Jeffrey.
Good job, Colin.
As a listener, and I've been a listener, and I'm not a radio person, as you can tell, I've never noticed. I've only heard his news, and I've always listened. I've never noticed that.
I'm sure it's possible.
And there's a lot of people.
Because there are newscasts that don't have the word street in it or strategy, and when that word or those words aren't in there, it's not gonna pop up. And again, it's not something that you'll hear with every sentence or two or three or four. It's just when those particular words are in it. But what I like about this guy, I still don't get wanting to do this, but I know too much.
You've been in it too long.
I like, he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy. And his delivery is solid and good, and he works real hard at it. So that's all. I just heard that lady call, and I've never discussed it with him, so I figured, why not just do it on the air?
He didn't know what you were going to talk about. No. He had a scared look on his face.
Well, that's good. I like it when people are scared of me. You're not scared of me yet. That concerns me.
I'm not.
A little bit. American Equity Mortgage for over 20 years has, they've done lots of different things for people, but primarily what they've done is two main things. They've helped people get into homes who needed a mortgage, and most everybody does need a mortgage, paying cash for a home. Good luck. You better have some rich parents or won the lottery or something. Remember those people that came in that day who won, after taxes, cleared $14 million?
Yes.
Wow.
And that was funny because we went on the air and said, you know, we've never really met any big-time lottery people. They were driving around listening. They stopped, went, came to the front desk, and came in.
Yeah.
And it's not it's pretty unusual to get lottery winners to sit down and talk about it. But they said, yeah, we chose the cash, and after taxes, we got $14 million. I thought, well, okay, there's somebody who could pay cash for a house. They probably don't need American Equity.
And the rappers.
The what?
The rappers.
The rappers can buy houses and pay cash for it. I'm still thinking about becoming a rapper, especially after an article that I saw today, and I'll tell you about it later. But this rap thing, there's big dough in this rap music. And the fact that I'm not black, look at Eminem. Or the other guy, Ice Cube, Ice-T, Vanilla
Ice.
Somebody.
Vanilla Ice, yeah.
It's not out of the question. but for now, like most people who need a mortgage, if you're one of those people, let's say you're renting and you just now realize that you're throwing the money away. It's not completely wasted because you do have a place to live. I mean, you're paying rent. You got a place to live and running water and plumbing and all that, but you're not getting anywhere. You're not building any equity. You don't own anything. There's no deduction in rent for you. There is in owning a home. An American Equity Mortgage would love to help you get in that first home. If you already have a home, use that equity to pay off bad debt. They'll explain it all. When you contact them, you can go to AmericanEquity.com or you can call the number we never want you to confuse with any other number, no matter how similar it is. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
It's time for traffic, and here to give it to you is Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. Working with the stall now. Eastbound 44, just past Big Ben. That one's on the right shoulder. Northbound on 55, got a crash on the shoulder at Arsenal. That one's involving two vehicles. Westbound 64, you're starting to slow now at Keene Highway out to Hampton. West of there, it's a pretty good run, passing Mason all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound on 270, starting to fill in now at about Doherty Ferry. Just a pretty good run between Highway 40 and Doherty Ferry. Southbound on 270. This update brought to you by Denny's. Your perfect burger is waiting at Denny's, where for a limited time, you can choose from 37 ingredients like bacon, jalapenos, or fresh avocados. Look for Denny's coupons in next week's mail. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 ATRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning. Join us Wednesday morning. We'll have post-presidential debate coverage. We'll have a preview of the Cards-Giants game with Joe Strauss, beat writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and Mark Bowden, who wrote Killing Pablo and Black Hawk Down, has a new work about the killing of Osama bin Laden. Join us Wednesday morning. McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Busters' huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse, and the price has started just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less with the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-606-5611. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-606-5611. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-606-5611. That's 1-800-606-5611.
My dog does so much for me, I'll do anything I can to give back to him in return. That's why feeding him a good food with high-quality nutrition is really important. But it needs to be more than good for him. He needs to be excited about it, too. Come here. Good boy. That's why I trust Purina Pro Plan Shredded Blend.
Pro Plan Shredded Blend formulas are savory, high-quality mixtures of hard kibble and tender shredded pieces for exceptional taste and variety. Plus, they're made with nutritional extras, like real chicken, beef, or lamb is the number one ingredient.
I strive to do more for my dog. And with the exceptional nutrition, taste, and variety in Pro Plan Shredded Blend, I know I am.
Find the complete line of Pro Plan dry and wet formulas and snacks at your local pet specialty retailer. Tell us how you do more for your dog at domoreforpets.com.
Today is the day that you start the process with refinancing your existing home or purchase a new home at 123 Mortgage. My name is Kevin Putney of 123 Mortgage, and as owner, investor, and day-to-day operator of my company, I have a vested interest as to find you the best program that fits your situation. My business is mortgages, and that is it, plain and simple. Call, qualify, and close. It's as easy as 123. At 123 Mortgage, we are a truly unique mortgage company that puts your best interest in mind. Everybody has a different situation and needs a different program to fit what their needs are, long and short term. Pay off your high-interest credit card debt. Lower your mortgage term. Lower your interest rate. If you have an FHA loan that closed before May 31st of 2009, you need to call now. If your loan is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you need to call now. The bottom line is, you owe it to yourself to call 123 Mortgage today at 314-862-0123 or 123mortgage.com.
At 123 Mortgage, we make loans simple. We'll close at your place or ours. Call 862-0123.
123, we make it simple.
NMLS number 260531. Missouri license number 101595.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Cash, cold, that's what I need.
And we are going to go to the phones, I promise, and we did not do a Burt segment, so real quickly around the room, anybody with anything for the Burt segment?
Anything? I do.
Missy raises her hand. What do you have?
I just wanted to say I had a lot of fun yesterday, and my kids did get to listen, but I would like to morally look better today, if at all possible.
What does that mean? What does that mean, morally look better?
You didn't do that.
How did you look smart, morally bad?
And I looked like a kleptomaniac.
That was in your youth.
In my youth.
No, you told stories that were true. Don't ever backpedal and regret, because if I said what you did yesterday was wonderful, now you're saying you want to take it back?
No.
You don't want to do that.
You're right.
You don't want to do that.
You're right.
You don't want to take back.
People like hearing somebody that has some flaws and, you know, has some stories and things that happened when you were young.
Otherwise, it's called boring. You're yeah. Boring.
Can I get clarification on the Burke segment? It's been a while and I hear it, okay. But sometimes you would clarify the purpose of it.
The Burke segment comes from my history teacher, who was named Mr. Burke, and it was a one-hour history class, and at the top of the hour, he'd walk in, and he'd say, does anybody have anything to say? And for 15 minutes, exactly to the second, he didn't care if you talked about the Cardinals-Giants game last night. He didn't care if you asked about the debate. You could say, Mr. Burke, that school carnival we're having, are you going to be working that dunking booth? It didn't matter, and he'd engage you, but you couldn't derail him. A lot of us would go at about 14 minutes and 30 seconds. We'd throw something at him. This will take him 5 minutes. No, because even in the middle of a sentence, when the second hand hit 12 and it was exactly a quarter after, he said these exact words, let's get down to business. And the history class started. And in 45 minutes, you learned more history than you would have in an hour and a half. had he not loosened everybody up with that Burke.
Like stretching.
So I decided to call that, this version of it, the Burke segment. And he didn't start it. He let us. And here are the words he used. He'd say, does anybody have anything to say? And, of course, somebody always did, because if we didn't, now we got an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
We are going to eat up 15 minutes.
Okay, so I'll
so
eat up
he
15.
Let everybody else talk, so I let you guys talk.
Okay.
And what do you have for the Burke segment?
You know, I was driving in today, and I don't get to do this very often because I have kids, but I was able to listen to my music, and I saw that the trees were changing. Has anybody noticed how beautiful the trees are lately?
This is your Burke segment?
Yeah, it is. I drove here today, and it was so pretty, and I just wanted to talk about the pretty trees.
Go ahead, talk about it.
I like it.
No, not in depth,
no,
but
saw
it's
that
just,
the other day too,
I just
I
noticed was... for the first time this today that the trees are changing. It's 80 degrees out, but everything
right,
is
new.
So
she's
pretty.
New. We'll accept that. That's
all
our
right.
Burke segment contribution.
Well,
I'm sure other people, I will admit, coming back from Kansas City, I topped a hill, and it's one of those hills where you could see like 5 miles ahead of you, and I said to my wife, look at those trees.
I love
that's
the fall colors.
So there you go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. As people
have?
Are driving, they're seeing that.
Anything else?
I have a 3-year-old, and I know there's a lot of moms listening, and we had a big day last night when I got home. For the first time, she was able to, and I don't know how to describe this, she can do number one in the toilet, and she's not afraid, mm-hmm. but going, Mr. Hanky Poo. I don't know how to call it. She's had
Hanky
problems
Poo.
Doing that. In the
well, let me just tell you,
big,
just tell you
hey,
even,
that's a big day as a mom.
Even I sometimes have trouble with number two. Number two scares me sometimes.
But it is.
She
it's
says
a scary
she,
thing
she's
for
afraid
kids.
Of it?
You know, when they're little... I guess there's a comfort in having a diaper. I don't know. And she fell in the toilet a couple times. And it's a scary
That'll
thing.
Make
so it was a
no
huge
kidding.
Shit. It is. It's a scary thing because, I mean.
Falling in the toilet. With
they're not made. They're small. I mean, they have to kind of hang on for dear life when they're going, you know, that. And
so what age are you supposed to stop like the, you know, the tiny pots? You know what I'm talking about? The child.
She just didn't like
oh, the insert
them.
That goes into the big
Or the ones that sit on the floor the little with the little bucket in them.
And she sees her brothers do the big boy kind, so she doesn't want to mess with that.
Okay,
so
is three a little old, though, to not be pooping on her own?
She was a little older, but she's probably a little, she was delayed in some things. She had had an accident when she was younger. She was delayed on some things, but this was the last thing. This was the last little kid thing, and it was just a huge step. I had fun yesterday here, but I think I was more excited about that last night.
That's
so
a big
thing. So I
think
the moms could appreciate that.
I think that's
it was a
big
night. So is that,
big girl
is that more appropriate?
No, that's Burke's.
Yeah,
that's more Burke's.
Every mom out
leaves.
There or grandmother out there is going,
it's a
yep.
Proud moment.
We're there. That's where we are right now. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Anybody else?
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, man,
anything.
That's boring. Come
You're
on.
You're ready to close. The Burke segment is officially closed. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. We're going right to your calls. Craig has been very patient. Hello, Craig.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm always patient, and I'm always AM in the
Well,
PM.
Good for you.
Hallelujah. You were talking with Colin, and I root him on. I get a kick out of McGraw. He does get through things. And how difficult would it be to fill 4 hours of radio? Because you always have to have something to say.
Yeah.
And that must be really, really
tough. Well, here's how difficult it is. We can't get past 3.
Yeah.
So that's how difficult 4 is.
Didn't you used to go until 6:30?
Used to go to 7.
Yeah.
At one time. Originally, it was
3 to 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm one of these people who's lucky enough to work at home, and so I keep the radio on. And I listen to Farmer Dave. He's awesome, by the way. I mean, he's
he is awful.
Likeable.
I agree with you.
No,
awesome. He said awesome.
I misheard him. I'm sorry.
Awesome. No, he's a real good guy. He's just so likable. I get a kick out of a couple of McGraw's commercials.
A couple of them. How about a couple of hundred of them?
So he does every commercial.
Just about.
It seems, I mean, late at night, they'll run 3 or 4 in a row. It's like, oh, is McGraw there?
Yeah. It's called bad programming. You're not supposed to run the same guy back to back with himself.
I wondered about that
because
it is a little bit weird.
Kind of an unwritten rule, but they don't know about it here.
Well, plus he talks about a cab company that has more technology than any other cab company combined.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't there a little bit of a grammatical flaw in
little
there
bit.
Somewhere?
A little bit. But you know what? He works pretty hard, and I would never do the amount, the volume of commercial stuff he does. To me, it would dilute what I do and water it down. But every person has to make his own call, and, you know, again, if he's happy with it, he's making money, more power to him.
I think
personally it hurts the sound of the station. I don't think it's good programming. That's not a knock on him at all.
Yeah.
I just think that you need to be a little more...
selective?
Well, you need to pay a little more. It'd be like this. It's like, I don't think you should run two car dealer commercials back to back, because
correct.
If I'm the guy who ran first, I want my money back, because you came right in behind my commercial and sold a competitor.
Yeah,
but we don't have people policing that stuff, and overall it hurts the sound of any station.
And the other one other thing I think is funny is about a porta potty company that put a porta potty on the corner of a parade route.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that where they're supposed to be? I mean, what's so odd about that?
Hey, I'm not gonna sit here and criticize what he does. I agree with you. If I were king of the world and I were in charge, I'd tweak a few things. But he's a good guy and he works hard. And
I do like him. I mean, I listen to him 4 hours.
Well, let's put it this way: there's some people who should and deserve to be on the air. I think he's one. There are other people who are on who have no business being on the air.
All right, I'm sitting right across from you. Come
we're
on.
Right here.
You know what I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. Anything else, Craig?
Well, let me think. Nope, I'm rooting for your new... somebody just gave notice on Martin Kilcoyne's show. She's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sad. What is it about the women on
now,
the show?
Why is it sad?
Well, because you like her, you're used to her, and I certainly wish her well, but... it's like, well, I don't want things to change. I want everything to be the same because I want to turn on the radio and have
you,
my people.
You absolutely just nailed the single biggest issue when stations let somebody go and bring somebody else in. People don't like change. Even if the change is better, until they realize that, they're going to gripe and complain. When, in fact, if you give anything time, in a lot of cases, you realize, wow, this was good, but because what came in afterwards is even better. But they don't want to wait. They're impatient. You know, change is, I was comfortable with what we had. Even if on a 1 to 10, it was a 6, and what you brought in was an 8.
If Eon the Peon were to leave, I'd be upset.
Wow.
Okay, that's one.
That's one of you.
That's one.
All right.
You get one beer.
And you know what? Here's what I believe, Craig, about me or anybody else. Any one of us can disappear from the airwaves tomorrow. And in a matter of a very short time, everything rolls along, somebody else comes in, and it's just the radio. It's not the end of the world, and somebody else will. And if that person's no good, then they'll bump him out, bring somebody else in. There's really nobody who... whose departure would mean, the end, it's over.
Well, there is no sympathy in radio.
No, there's not. And you sound like at one time you might have actually been in it, were you?
No, never.
Okay.
No, I just listen. No, okay. I'm an architect.
Wow.
And I'm one of these lucky people who can work from home. And so I keep it on, and I listen, and I'm up at odd hours. I listen to George Norrie. No, he's nuts.
I have a story about him.
You know what? He's nuts. He's nuts by association.
Yeah.
He's
yes.
actually not nuts, but his audience is nuts.
His guests are always so incredible.
But that's the show he has.
They're crazy.
And they talk about the strangest things, and they're Harvard professors.
And George is smart enough to know one thing, and that is that George doesn't really have to know anything about anything. All he has to do is sit there and go, interesting. As opposed to sitting there going, well, you're, what are you, some kind of nut? You're out of your mind.
Yeah, let him go. Let him
just
go.
Bite your tongue and let him go and go, wow.
And he spent 4 hours of God knows what, how he does that.
Well,
and it confused me for so long because the midnight hour is repeated at 4 a.m.
Yeah, that'll throw you.
That it did twice, and then I finally figured it out. It's like, okay, that's what they're doing. It's just a repeat of the midnight broadcast.
Right. He does it well. Hey, Craig, I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Architect.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, I don't ever think about who's listening, but if I did, I wouldn't think architects are listening. Mathena Heating and Cooling, do you know, and don't tell me the name, but do you know who services your heating and cooling?
I do, because it's a friend of our family.
Friend of the family. Yes. Well, you know what? Then I'm going to grant you an exclusion, an exception.
Thank you.
You are free to not get taken to the spanking room over this, because when it's a friend of the family, sometimes it's like if your brother-in-law has a heating and cooling company, if you want to keep peace in the family, even though he's not the best, you got to go that way. I get that. But to those of you listening who don't have a friend in the family who's in the heating and cooling business, don't have a brother-in-law, you just need a good heating and cooling company, we have one for you. Matheny Heating and Cooling. 70 years this year, 1942. Mr. Bob Matheny started this business, actually had been in a form of it prior to that, had been in the refrigeration business. And then the boys took over, Rob and Tom, and now the next generation has stepped in to take over. It's one of those great Norman Rockwell, all-American, you know, what this country is all about stories. Good family business, great reputation. You're not going to get cheated by them. They're not going to carry a truckload of burned-out old ugly parts and tell you one of them came out of your unit. They'll do what they need to do, and they won't do any more. And they'll be fair about it. And if you're AM and the PM and you tell them that, they'll take 15% off your first service call. Now, I get emails all the time about it. People are stunned that they actually do it. Hey, if we say they'll do it, they'll do it. And they'll take 15% off your planned service agreement as well if you tell them you're AM and the PM. There's a reward for that. The big reward, of course, is that you've now found a heating and cooling company that you can depend on, and you'll never again have to worry about who to call. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, makes, sizes, types, commercial, residential in St. Louis and St. Charles County. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
It's traffic time, and here to fill you in is Frank Ladd. Frank?
A couple stalls out there this afternoon, Dan. Southbound on 55, just past 255. That one is on the left shoulder. Working with a new stall, eastbound Highway 70 at Air Flight on the right shoulder. Southbound on 270 near Olive, a stall reported as well. Still working with an incident northbound on 55 at the right shoulder at Arsenal. That was a two-vehicle collision. That one could cause you some delays headed into downtown St. Louis. Currently, it's a pretty good run southbound on 270 south of that stall at Olive. No problems to report there all the way down to about Doherty Ferry. It's a good run out of the city westbound on Highway 64. Until you get King's Highway, then you're slow to Hampton. Beyond that, it's a pretty good run all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Highway 70 westbound out in St. Charles County. No problems to report at this time. This update is brought to you by the Dish Network. Forgot to record your favorite primetime show again? Get Dish, and you'll never have to worry about that again. Their new whole home DVR, the Hopper, has primetime anytime. It lets you automatically record all four networks of primetime in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. Dish, let's watch TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, 150 KCRF.
The people.
We are the generation that survived the 60s.
Liftoff on Apollo 11.
And now we're retiring.
Far out, man.
We're baby boomers. And just for us, it's the Baby Boomer Expo, Sunday, November 11th at Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. There'll be speakers on topics such as travel, financial, and home remodeling. Booths and vendors offering services and goods. Entertainment from Henry's Humans, featuring Dan Strauss from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and more.
Groovy, man.
You can win an all-inclusive trip for two to the Rio Palace Riviera Maya in Mexico. From Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab on the top of the homepage for more about the 2012 Baby Boomer Expo, Sunday, November 11th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. From the Big 550.
Farm out. Right on.
KTRS.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Visit Red Lobster and check out their new menu items and new look inspired by Bar Harbor, Maine. Find a redesigned restaurant near you at redlobster.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
maybe one listener, if you want to call real fast, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I think everybody knows it's one game apiece now for the Giants and the Cardinals. Again, you also know I don't know a whole lot about baseball, but I was, like a lot of people, glued to the set last night. I was watching. I saw the hit when he slid. I saw that. What amazes me is I would think to be a bigger deal made out of it had we been winning. You know, then they would have.
Right.
But I don't know.
And Matt admitted that he should have slid further out.
A step earlier.
Maybe. Yeah, he did want to hurt.
Now, tomorrow, the problem tomorrow is all the weather people are saying, we got some really nasty stuff coming out here tomorrow. And if that happens, and let me go ahead and set this table early. We're on tomorrow up against a big ball game. We're going to ask you to just not check into the ball game till like the sixth or seventh inning, because really, you don't need to know what happened before that anyway. Look what the Cardinals have done in the past. Everything can change in the eighth inning, so why stress yourself? So just stay with us. The debate's tonight. We're not political here either, so we're not going to get into a lot of that, but it'll be very, very interesting to see the difference in the demeanor and the attitude of the president compared to last time. So I can't imagine that most people won't be interested in that. First Community Credit Union has, well, as Marlon Brando would have said, as Don Corleone, an offer you can't refuse. And the offer you can't refuse, you can if you want to. I don't know why you would, is this offer. If you will move your car loan from where you have it to First Community Credit Union, it's an easy thing to do. Two things are going to happen. One, you're probably going to get a lower rate, which means your car payment goes down. You lower it so you have extra money in your pocket. And the other thing that will happen is they want to put $100, they want to deposit $100 in your First Community Credit Union account. Pretty nice. So somebody comes along and says, hey, let's lower your payment. It ought to be you giving them the $100. If you think about it, you ought to say, hey, if you'll do that for me, I'll give First Community $100 for lowering my payment. Now they're giving you the $100. All the details are on their website, firstcommunity.com. Peon Banks there, Missy Banks there, I Bank there, Dan Banks there, Paul Warner, host of the yard sale on Saturday, Banks there. You should join us and bank there too. I'm inviting you to do that. Check their website out for more, firstcommunity.com. Don't go away, 4 o'clock at Big 550.